So it's all about light. It's really much about light, an object like that. You have the flat marquetry, which is reflecting the light in a very flat way. But then you've got the gilded bronze with matte areas, burnished area, reflecting the light differently. Then, of course, you've got the volume. So all of that is really a challenge for us to preserve and to make sure that it look right. But then the color of the brass, the color of the gilding, the only way we can really assess it is by coming back here. And we came back about 6 months in the middle of the project with samples of the gilded bronze and sample of the marquetry with different finishes. So we had a slightly more glossy finish, we had a slightly more matte finish, we had a slightly more colored finishes.
Mm.
We could play quite a lot with the finish and the lacquering of the brass and the lacquering of the bronze without having an impact on the conservation. Because conservation is to find the balance of what needs to be done for the conservation and preservation of the object. But then there is a major part, which is very often forgotten, of creating an aesthetical and pleasing object. And that can be manipulated through the lacquer we use, through the wax we use, without affecting the conservation of the object, the preservation of the object. So we came back here, we had a couple of marquetry sample, lacquered in different ways, with different wax on top, and same with the bronze. And we spent about a few hours with the curators, and we moved this sample around in the room. We compared it with what was in the room, so we have about two pieces of bull marquetry in the same room, so
yes.
We wanted them to be harmonious with, not matching, it's no point, because obviously the two in the room have not been restored.
Not been conserved, yeah.
So they will be a different, of course, but try to make sure that it's harmonious. So we've moved them around, we looked at the lighting, it was important to return it here and just locate my sample in the same corner to see what it's going to look like. And it's quite satisfactory for me, because things that I don't necessarily like in my workshop then are completely transformed when they come back here.